Squat picks. Squat picks. Just picks. Like we said.
Pick.
We're gonna run down through these picks for week 14. Cleveland at Buffalo. Cleveland Browns, Buffalo Bills. Whack, who you got?
I'm gonna pick Browns.
Browns!
Yeah, they beat my Dolphins last week.
Yeah. The Browns beat the Dolphins? Possibly making a run for the Super Bowl next year. I have the Buffalo Bills. I don't see them being able to cover Stevie Johnson and no Colt McCoy. So I have to figure that the Bills, keeping it close, they'll pull this one out.
I'm going to take the Browns here because
I'm changing to the Bills now. I'm picking the Bills, just to let you know, guys.
The Browns defense has been amazing. Buffalo's offense has been awesome, but I'm definitely picking the Browns. Next game, Cincinnati Bengals at Pittsburgh Steelers. Whack.
Is there even a question?
Really?
The Steelers?
Really? The Bengals beat them. Didn't they beat them earlier in the year?
They did.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Bengals are playing like such crap right now. You got to go with the Steelers.
I'm going to pick the Steelers, so I'm not even going to talk about it. Next game, Green Bay Packers at Detroit Lions. On paper, looks like a shitty game. But for reals, we know what's up. For reals, whack.
Yeah, this could be an interesting game. I mean, the Lions have challenged teams this year. They haven't won the games. But they're progressing slowly to actually winning games. They haven't done that this year, but they're finally putting
bright future.
They're playing some good games this year. With that being said, I still don't think they have enough to win. Green Bay is in the hunt for the playoffs for the division,
Super Bowl even
for the division. I wouldn't go that far yet, but I think Green Bay is gonna win this game. I think Detroit will keep it close for 2 to 3 quarters, but in the fourth quarter they'll be falling apart. So
Neil, who you got?
The Packers, they have to win. They're right behind the Chicago Bears, and they don't want to give up any kind of ground to the Chicago Bears. So the Packers are going to come in with a lot more fire than Detroit Lions. That being said, you're right, Lions have been playing close, you know, giving teams a little scare. But, yeah, the Packers are going to win. Plus, Max Starks is able to James Starks is able to come on in now and be able to pound the ball the way they haven't been able to do in a while.
Like I've been doing all season long, I'm going to shock you guys. I'm going to say the Lions are
going to
pull.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Lions are going to pull off a close one.
Please do it, guys.
I wanted to point this out to you listeners. He says shock, but we all know he's always wrong. He got like 2 or 3 picks right last week. I mean, this guy
shocks us with
you can't take what he says with a grain of salt. So
it doesn't shock me anymore that you're going to choose a huge underdog. Yeah.
It's like a surprise.
Huge underdog.
It doesn't surprise me that you have probably the worst record out of both of us.
No, please. I'm being ballsy.
You're being stupid.
Next game, New York Giants at Minnesota Vikings. Whack.
New York Jets at Minnesota Vikings.
New York Giants and the Vikings.
I thought he was like Sturger, what?
Sturger.
Either way, Brett Favre or not, I think the Giants are going to win this game. They too are in the hunt for the playoffs, for the wild card, because I don't think they're going to win the division. That this is a game they're going to need to win, and I think they do.
All right, Neil, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go shock the world here. I'm going to pick the Minnesota Vikings. We've seen the Dallas Cowboys after, you know, getting rid of Wade Phillips. Now we're seeing another team in the Minnesota Vikings get rid of their head coach that nobody really was confident in Chile. And I see the Vikings pulling off an upset here because I'm not even convinced yet that the Giants are for reals. But they do play well against poor teams, and that's what they're playing against this week.
Makes sense. But I'm picking the Giants here because I think the Giants have been playing, I don't know, man. I'm still trying to figure them out, but they're definitely better than the Vikings. That's all I have to say about that one. But next one, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Washington Redskins. Whack, who you got?
Tampa Bay has been playing really well. They're not going to win the division like Carlos predicted.
Well, not anymore because they lost to the Falcons in a close
one. How many things has Carlos predicted that turned out to be not right?
Redskins.
I mean, he picked them last week to be his champion. This is actually
the matchup of Carlos's failed bandwagon. He picked the Washington Redskins to win the division, jumped off that one. Picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the division. That didn't work out.
He was on the Buccaneers for one week. I want to put that on record. He felt really good about them one week saying that they're going to be the division winners.
They almost beat the
Falcons. And now he's off the wagon.
This is the matchup of the week for Carlos because it's failed.
If he gets to the Dolphins somewhere in this case, then Carlos would be having a division leader blow right now. He'd be blowing his underdog load right now.
With that being said, I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They could still possibly be a wild card team somehow. They're not completely out of the playoffs yet.
They have a good shot.
Tampa Bay here. Tampa Bay wins this one.
You know, I like the Buccaneers in this one. They've been playing tough defense of football, and that's what you're going to need against the Washington Redskins. Just play tough defense and not turn the ball over as much as the other team, and yep, they're going to be able to beat the Redskins with that.
I'm taking the Buccaneers because the Redskins have gone through a lot of turmoil.
Shocker.
Josh Freeman is so legit. This kid is going to be, in two more years, one of the better. He's going to be a lot like Ben Roethlisberger, I'll tell you that much. Next game.
You know, Roethlisberger was taking his team into the playoffs his rookie year. Yeah. He didn't need to go into his fourth year to become like Ben
Roethlisberger. This is only his second year.
He won a Super Bowl in his second season.
I'm not going to penalize him for that. Next game.
Oakland, Atlanta
Falcons at Carolina Panthers. Whack, who you got, obviously.
Atlanta Falcons, no doubt. Best team in the NFC.
Nail.
I already gave up on the Carolina Panthers after about week five, and I refuse to pick them anymore. So, yeah. Falcons.
I'm taking the Falcons. Nothing else needs to be said. Next game, Oakland Raiders at Jacksonville Jaguars.
I hate the Raiders.
You know what?
While we pick these, we're going to pull up that clip. So, Neil, I
expect the Raiders to lay an egg in Jacksonville. They're going across the country, probably about...
You expected them to lay an egg last week. And you thought they were going to lose last week. Here's what happened after the game. This is Neil Tillman, everyone. Neil Tillman, right there.
Let's play that back again.
The fortunate thing for the Jacksonville Jaguars is...
This is all here. This is all here for you, Neil.
They don't have North Turner as their head coach. They're going to be all right. It's a cross-country trip for the Raiders to make down to Jacksonville. No running back is playing better right now than Maurice Jones-Drew. Jones-Drew is going to tear up this Raiders defense, and Tom Cable might be losing his third chin during this game.
This is all I heard.
Sweating it out.
That's all I heard from you right there. That's all I heard. With that being said...
Who do you have to pick for this one? Yeah, the Raiders, of course, because they're such an awesome team, right?
I'm not saying they're awesome, but I'm just saying they're going to win this game. I believe they win this game.
Are you picking the Raiders because they're coming off a hot win after a couple of bad losses?
Bad losses against...
You know, half the stadium is filled with Raiders fans in San Diego.
Exactly. That's why that game...
You know, in Jacksonville, there's not a whole lot of Raider Nation following down in Jacksonville.
I still think the Raiders are going to win this game, and it's going to help their chances to make the playoffs because they are 4-0 in the division, in their division right now.
They're not playing a divisional game there, buddy.
I know, but I'm saying it's going to help their chances out because as long as they can keep on winning...
Of course, it'll help their chances out.
I got the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That makes me better about picking the Raiders right there.
Well, no, never mind. Maurice Jones-Drew is still the hottest running back in the NFL.
I agree.
And I don't see the Raiders being able to contain him the way they did Mike Tolbert. He's not Mike Tolbert. He's actually electrifyingly fast. All right.
I got the Jaguars because I think they've been playing amazingly. They're at the top of their division. It's their game to lose. Anyway, next game. Seattle Seahawks at San Francisco 49ers. Whack, who you got?
This is a game that really I can't believe. It's gonna be a boring game probably.
I'm gonna pick the Seahawks because
I don't want a 7-9 team in the playoffs. So I'm going for the Seahawks on their push for 8-8.
I'm gonna have to go for the 49ers. Neil, I know I skipped you. I'm gonna pick the 49ers here because I don't know. They've just been playing a lot better. And I talked to a Rams fan the other day. He's like, I'm not worried about Seattle. I'm worried about the 49ers. And
I talked to a Rams fan.
And that's what every Rams fan is. He represents all of Rams Nation, probably.
Probably.
I'm afraid of San Francisco, too.
You know which Smith is going back in at quarterback for San Francisco?
Alex Smith
is going back in for San Francisco. I mean, it's like you get back in the race. You're having another big game. But then now Alex Smith comes back into the mix. I have the Seattle Seahawks winning this one, mainly because Carlos just chose the San Francisco 49ers after talking to a Rams fan. And Seahawks beat them pretty bad first week of the season, and I think Pete Carroll might be able to outcoach Singletary again.
Speaking of the Rams, St. Louis Rams at New Orleans. Whack, who you got? Should be easy.
I think it's going to be a closer game than people think.
Wrong answer.
Wow. So we all know it's the right answer because Carlos doesn't know anything when it comes to picks.
One's the division leader right now. They're the one second place in their division.
I think it's going to be a close game. The Rams are actually first place in their division. Wow. they had an impressive win last week.
Impressive to get the 500.
Yeah. Hey, for the Rams, that's a feat. But I think it's going to be a close game for a while, but I think the Saints will pull it out. I think the Saints are going to win this game.
Neil.
Rams keep it close for about two quarters.
Oh.
Before Saints pull away.
Rams aren't going to be able to stay on the field very long in this one. The Saints, they got Reggie Bush coming back in the game, and you know how much electrifyingly.
But then again, if you look at it, the Saints have had two really close games against mediocre teams. They almost lost to the Bengals last week, except for the Bengals' defensive lineman falling for the oldest trick in the book, except for the fumble.
Oh, how dumb. I'm going to pick the New Orleans Saints, and the only time it's going to be close is when it's 0-0. After that, New Orleans is just going to pull it the whole way through.
They are playing in New Orleans. Yeah, I'll just say it. So the Saints big time. They need to get back in the division race with the Falcons, and this is a team that's ready to make a run for the Super Bowl. Not a run to get into the tournament like the Rams. They're trying to make another run for the Super Bowl.
Next game. I was going to pick this game as honorable mention. Miami Dolphins at New York Jets.
Honorable mention, of course. Dolphins are in a game. Why wouldn't it be honorable mention?
Hey, there it is. There it is. You said we had the Bucs.
If we had 10 games, now
we got the Dolphins.
All right, they're still 500.
Washington should be the game of the week.
The Jets are going to blow out this game. It's going to be an easy win for the Jets. That's all I got to say.
Honorable mention. Wow, Carlos is... You know what? Carlos is the only person, I think, in the world... Even people counting people in Miami, I think the Dolphins still have a chance of making the playoffs.
They do.
Simply because if the Dolphins win this one, you guys, and the Jets lose their last three games, and the Dolphins win their last three games, the Dolphins are 10-6 and the Jets are just 9-7.
Do you believe in miracles?
There is no Christmas miracles here for Chad Hitty. I'm sorry, but the Jets are going to win this one. Dolphins just aren't really that good.
So Carlos, you just said they have a chance to make the playoffs. Does that mean you're going to pick the Dolphins?
I'm going to pick the Dolphins here in a close one. A dark horse. Another dark horse.
Of course, a dark horse.
The Jets are coming off a bad loss, you guys.
Obviously.
And this is a better defense. Anyway, moving on. Denver Broncos better at deal. Arizona Cardinals. The tale of two shitty teams. Whacker, you got.
Well, if you look at it, the Denver Broncos are coming in with their interim coach. You know what that means.
Fired up. So you got the Denver Broncos.
I'm going to pick the Denver Broncos, sitting with the interim coach turnaround win.
You know, I don't know where Tim Tebow is going to be at tomorrow or on Sunday. I don't know where Tim Tebow is going to be at next season. But I do know that the Broncos are more talented than the Arizona Cardinals. And with John Skelton making his rookie start here for the Arizona Cardinals, I think that the Broncos are going to be able to pull this one out.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Denver Broncos too because like Wack said, I mean, they're going to be fired up with their new interim head coach. For some reason, that happens. And next game, we're going to move on. And this almost got picked as game of the week. I'm not going to give it an honorable mention. Kansas City Chiefs at San Diego Chargers. Whack, who you got?
Wow.
Yeah, we already know who Whack's got.
Well,
Kansas City, because we're Kansas Castle. City.
They're playing at San Diego.
Would you look at the way the Chargers played last week?
They're playing at San Diego. And after last week's loss, you know this game is probably going to be blacked out.
After that first game against the Chiefs really showed their dominance. When Castle threw for 68 yards and they still won the game.
It's going to come down to if the Chargers can stop the Chiefs' number one running game. That's what's going to come down to. Oakland just destroyed San Diego's rushing defense last week for almost 200 yards. I think it was 200 yards. Both running backs almost had 100 yards apiece. So I'm going to stick with the trend here and say Kansas City. Why not? Go for it. Because I know both of you guys are going to pick
Neil,
the Chargers.
Neil,
so.
Who you got?
Go ahead. Right. Pick your Chargers, guys.
I am going to pick the San Diego Chargers because it just seems as though that at home against the Chiefs is a team that they've predominantly dominated against.
Yeah, just like they had won 13 straight, 14, 16 straight against
the Raiders. A lot of the wins in that winning streak against the Raiders – yeah, they won 18 in a row, but a lot of them were a little lucky. And the Raiders looked like they played the Chargers a little tougher than what the Raiders play other teams. And I'm not going to lie, the Raiders were a tougher team than the Chargers, and they manned up, and then they just they gave them a good punch in the face, right, and the Chargers couldn't respond.
Yeah, you got the Chargers.
But the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, Matt Castle just got with the appendectomy, and he's talking about coming on the field. He's not coming on the field. Brody Croyle is going to be in there. He's going to be starting at quarterback, and for all you all who don't know who Brody Croyle is, just watch him throw for another 68 yards and let's see if the Chiefs can win this one on Sunday.
I'm going to pick the Chargers here because Kansas City, they looked good. I'm not going to lie. But like Neil said,
first place in the division.
Matt Castle might not play. The Chargers, they're going to be a little bit fired up because their lines were absolutely dominating that Raiders game. And they're going to come a little bit fired up, and then they're going to take this one. Next game, we already talked about this one previously, New England-Chicago. So quickly, tell me who you got.
Patriots.
Neil.
Patriots.
I got the Bears. Yep. Next game. Philadelphia Eagles at Dallas Cowboys. And I want to say real quickly, before Wack goes on his rant, is that I cannot believe the NFL did not use its flex schedule just because there are so many Cowboys fans. Do we really think this is an important game? No. But for Wack it is, tell me, Wack.
I don't see how you can't think this one's an honorable mention for a game of the week.
You know, of course. You
know, well, if the Dolphins were playing against the Eagles, it would be honorable mention.
Yeah, the Cowboys may be 4-8, but this is a better better team than it was 5-6 weeks ago. Am I right on this?
Well, they are a better team. And America loves to see Mike Vick. They love to scream at him, they love to call him all this stuff, a couple years ago, dog killer stuff.
People think, oh, the Cowboys are 4-8.
Mike Vick gets a lot of people to watch the game. But there's no significance.
There's always significance because if the Eagles they still gotta play the Eagles have to play the Cowboys twice right now.
But Eagles gotta play Giants still.
Exactly.
They've already beaten them once.
Well, but here's the thing.
If they lose this one, it's not the end of the world.
But it's still a division game. That's why it's so important, because especially with
Dallas
the Giants,
isn't getting
especially
into the playoffs.
But the Giants still have a chance to win in this division. So this game does have a lot of importance, because especially you got to see, okay, well, how can this Eagles team play against a team that swept them last year? There's going to be revenge. There's also going to be a revenge factor in this game for the Eagles, because they're going to come out for blood.
Are you guys hyped up the game? It's the economy, stupid. Mike Vick is the most exciting player in the NFL right now. This guy is electrifyingly hot, especially on prime time. It's not about, oh, this is such a good game. It's not about, oh, the Cowboys making a run at the division. They're obviously not.
No, they can't.
But we have the division leader in the Philadelphia Eagles, and Mike Vick is the most exciting player in the NFL.
And you got the Cowboys who are playing pretty good.
Tom Brady will be the MVP.
I'm going to pick the Cowboys. They got Dez Bryant out, which is a blow to him, but they've been playing good football lately. 3-1 under the Jason Garrett interim coach era.
Neil?
I'm pretty sure you chose the Cowboys every week, so it's not a surprise that you're going to choose a team that has the opposite record of
you play the Chargers every week, so hey, there you go.
No, I have the Eagles, and Mike Vick is going to shine, and he's going to put out a little explosiveness, which is why America likes to tune in and watch him play.
I don't want to drag this on for any longer, but I just like to end with this, is that this game has no significance, because even if Philadelphia loses...
Just choose your picks already.
Philadelphia, I just want to say this. Philadelphia loses to Dallas, New York and Giants and Philadelphia Eagles are still going to be tied. So and they still got to play each other once. So this game has no significance.
Yeah,
but I'm going to pick the Eagles. Moving on. Picking the Eagles.
You're just a hater. Stop hating.
It's a money
next game.
Dallas Cowboys has a huge...
New England and Chicago should have been the game for this.
Last week, San Diego was playing for the division tie against the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what Californians are tuning into? The Dallas Cowboys game.
Please. Next game, Baltimore Ravens at Houston Texans. Who you got, Wack?
Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, Houston Texans just aren't really looking good right now.
All right, I got the Baltimore Ravens, too, because the Texans, they're just letting up points like nobody's business. Anyway, that's it for the picks, guys. Wack, any last-minute shout-outs?
Hey, guys, shout-out to all my friends, and watch this game on Sunday night, because it's going to be different than what Carlos thinks.
Oh, boy. Neil, who you got? Or what's your shout-out, Neil?
I'd like to send a shout-out to all the Josh Wax friends, because they're all going to be crying in their bed watching Mike Vick tear them up. Gotta love it.
All right, shout-out to the regulars for me, Helmet to Helmet, Dad, Jenny, Mom, Dad, Baby. Well,
I got one more shout-out I got to do here. I think I get out to shout-out to all the Chargers fans. All the Chargers fans out there for you.
The Chiefs may need this game more than the Chargers do, because everybody's expecting the Chiefs. How are the Chiefs gonna play? If they get blown out of the stadium, how are they gonna play?
Thank you, guys.
They still have to play the game.
Peace.